You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title, The Beatitudes, as inspired by Dr. Robert Schuller, a great possibility thinker. Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 10. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, Amplified Bible. Blessed, happy, blithesome, joyous, spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the meek, the mild, patient, long-suffering, for they shall inherit the earth. We live in a fast-paced society. Work harder, faster, and more. Earn more and spend even more than that. Work harder, faster, and more. Until you die. What is meek? According to Webster's dictionary, it implies 1. Enduring injury with patience and without resentment. Mild. 2. Deficient in spirit and courage. Submissive. 3. Not violent or strong. Moderate. So does God want us to be weak, backward, and cowardly? As we have explored in many discussions over the past 2 years, it appears that the church has not truly been acting as the body of Christ or as the adopted children of God. Starting around 300 AD, significant efforts began to remove Jewish brothers and sisters from God's familial picture. Moreover, some translations of Hebrew and Greek words were poor choices, serving to consolidate political power within the church rather than to enlighten. Today's topic is one such instance. Blessed are the meek, M, mighty, E, emotionally stable, E, educable, K, kind. How can meek be synonymous with mighty? This might seem counterintuitive, but let's explore this paradox. Mighty. What constitutes true might? What defines true strength? Is it the person who succumbs to rage and violence, or the one who exercises self-control? True might lies in restraint. The most powerful are those who do not merely conquer in war, but also win the hearts of their people through self-control. While I'm weak, I'm strong. While I'm poor, I'm rich. The weak become victors when they transform their overwhelming problems into manageable projects. How do you tackle an immense challenge? One step at a time. Emotionally stable. An emotionally stable individual keeps negative impulses in check. They avoid distractions and temptations that may be thrilling, but ultimately drain one physically, morally, and financially. Those who cannot control their emotions often succumb to discouragement and depression, potentially leading to quitting. Emotionally stable individuals experience ups and downs, yet maintain a hopeful perspective. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Amplified Bible. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Staying focused on the provider of our physical and spiritual needs links directly to emotional stability. Luke chapter 18, verses 10 to 24, Amplified Bible. Two men went up into the temple enclosure to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee took his stand ostentatiously and began to pray thus before and with himself. God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of men, extortioners, robbers, swindlers, unrighteous in heart and life, adulterers, or even like this tax collector here. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I gain. But the tax collector, merely standing at a distance, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his breast, saying, O God, be favorable, be gracious, be merciful to me, the especially wicked sinner that I am. I tell you, okay, this man went down to his home justified, forgiven and made upright and in right standing with God, rather than the other man. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Now they were also bringing even babies to him, that he might touch them. And when the disciples noticed it, they reproved them. But Jesus called them the parents to him, saying, Allow the little children to come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such as these belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not accept and receive and welcome the kingdom of God, like a little child does, shall not in any way enter it at all. And a certain ruler asked him, Good teacher, you who are essentially and perfectly morally good, what shall I do to inherit eternal life, to partake of eternal salvation in the Messiah's kingdom? Jesus said to him, Why do you call me essentially and perfectly morally good? No one is essentially and perfectly morally good except God only. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not witness falsely, honor your father and your mother. And he replied, All these I have kept from my youth. And when Jesus heard it, he said to him, One thing you still lack. Sell everything that you have and divide the money among the poor, and you will have rich treasure in heaven. And come back and follow me. Become my disciple, join my party, and accompany me. But when he heard this, he became distressed and very sorrowful, for he was rich, exceedingly so. Jesus, observing him, said, How difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Educable. Blessed are the educable. When checking on the Greek language, we see that the word meek in the context could have been translated with educable. People that are educable are beyond the years of childhood and the know-it-all teenage years. Yes, Dad, I know. Yes, Dad, I've heard it before. Yes, Dad, I'm not stupid. In the past, we've spent a lot of time on this topic, but it is so important. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, Amplified Bible. Train up a child in the way he should go and in keeping with his individual gift or bent, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, Amplified Bible. Fathers, do not irritate and provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to resentment, but rear them tenderly in the training and discipline and the counsel and admonition of the Lord. To be educated in a peaceful, God-fearing surrounding. James chapter 3, verse 18, King James Version. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. James chapter 3, verse 18, Amplified Bible. And the harvest of righteousness, of conformity to God's will in thought and deed, is the fruit of the seed sown in peace by those who work for and make peace in themselves and in others, that peace which means concord, agreement and harmony between individuals with undisturbedness in a peaceful mind, free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts. Educable also means the realization. The more I know, the better I know I do not know it all. So many times we see it in the workforce, a new employee comes in just from school, then goes down on their face because real life is different. A humble attitude towards life goes so much further, Jesus said in Mark chapter 8, verses 35 to 38, Amplified Bible. For whoever wants to save his higher spiritual eternal life will lose it, the lower natural temporal life which is lived only on earth. And whoever gives up his life which is lived only on earth for my sake and the gospel's will save it. his higher spiritual life in the eternal kingdom of God. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life in the eternal kingdom of God? For what can a man give as an exchange, a compensation, a ransom in return for his blessed life in the eternal kingdom of God? For whoever is ashamed here and now of me and my words in this adulterous, unfaithful, and preeminently sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory, splendor, and majesty of his Father with the holy angels. Dr. Robert Schuller said, "Who are the meek? They are the people who begin by saying in true humility, 'God has something for me. What is it?' Humility isn't thinking less of yourself. It is thinking more of God and of his dream for you. To be meek is to do God's work in his way, wherever you are." The poet Paul Laurence Dunbar wrote,
"The Lord had a job for me, but I had so much to do it. I said, 'You get somebody else, or wait till I get through.' I don't know how the Lord came out, but he seemed to get along. But I felt kind of sneaking like, 'cause I knowed I done him wrong. One day I needed the Lord, needed him right away. And he never answered me at all, but I could hear him say, 'Down in my accusing heart, nigger, I's got too much to do. You get somebody else, or wait till I get through.' Now, when the Lord has a job for me, I never tries to shirk. I drops what I have on hand and does the good Lord's work, and my affairs can run along or wait till I get through. Nobody else can do the work that God's marked out for you. Be open, be humble, correctable, educable. Then you will hear God's voice, you will see God's plan. Grab onto it, give it all you got, and you will inherit the earth."
Blessed are the kind. Without kindness, the mighty are ruthless. No kindness, unhappiness only M-E-E. No kindness, no love. Kind people have sensitive spirits, care for others, and are loving, willing to let another go first. Matthew chapter 20, verse 26 to 28. Amplified Bible, "Not so shall it be among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever desires to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be waited on, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many, the price paid to set them free." Matthew chapter 10, verse 39, Amplified Bible. "Whoever finds his lower life will lose it, the higher life. And whoever loses his lower life on my account will find it, the higher life. Blessed are those who in sincerity come and bring the word of God without a lot of brouhaha." It is starting to make sense, doesn't it? "Blessed are the meek, for they inherit the earth." Correct, right? Can you see the other side? "Cursed are the cocky, the arrogant, the haughty, the boastful, for they will have a few friends. Unhappy are the ones that are elbowing, crowding, shoving, pushing, 'Get out of my way, I'm first' bullies. They shall make many enemies." Ready for failure are the people that know it all, the careless and scheming, going over dead bodies type of people. They are going to fall. Doomed are the hotheads. Unhappy are the ones that think they are too good to say, "I'm sorry." They will never inherit the earth. They will not hold their job, or maybe even their spouse. But it is the Holy Spirit-filled believer, the saint of God, that will stop and breathe in the fresh air of God, drink the living water of Jesus Christ, fill up at the pump of the Holy Spirit. Look at the true example of meekness, Jesus Christ. He was controlled emotionally. He was spat upon, insulted, stripped, ridiculed, despised, led to the slaughter, yet he never struck back. Foolish? He inherited the earth, didn't he? There is not a land on the earth where he is not loved. He demonstrated quiet determination. Steadfastly, he set his face to Jerusalem. He knew what he had to do, and he did it. Ridiculous, insane? He inherited the earth, didn't he? Men of every color and national origin kneel before him. He was gentle, kind, forgiving, loving, even to those who killed him. Stupid, you say? Was it? He could face God with a clear conscience when he died. "It is finished," he said, "and today the world loves him." Until you find the true understanding of this beatitude and are able to accept the love of Jesus Christ in the full understanding of being meek. You will never find happiness. Are you meek? Are you mighty enough to be self-controlled and disciplined? Are you emotionally stable enough to resist temptation? Are you educable enough to realize you can't do it all alone? Are you kind enough to be sensitive, quiet, unselfish, like Christ? In reflecting upon the profound nature of meekness as we just discussed, we observe that meekness is not mere submissiveness or weakness, but a powerful virtue marked by strength, emotional stability, and a willingness to be educable and kind. These characteristics shape a person not as the world often values, with aggressive force and dominant power, but through the quiet strength that comes from self-control and genuine humility. This form of might, exemplified by Jesus Christ, shows true strength in restraint and in turning challenges into opportunities for growth and leadership. True might is described here as paradoxical. It is found in those who can control their impulses, who channel their energies constructively, and who focus not on exerting power over others, but on serving them. Such individuals inherit the earth not through conquest, but through creating peace and righteousness in their interactions and communities. This biblical promise that the meek shall inherit the earth highlights a reversal of worldly expectations, where the gentle and the self-controlled are rewarded not just spiritually, but also materially and socially in the fullness of time. The emotionally stable aspect of meekness helps individuals manage their responses to life's ups and downs. Instead of being overwhelmed by the fast-paced demands of society, those who are meek remain stable and focused, drawing strength from their spiritual connection and inner peace. They embody the principles articulated in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 from the Amplified Bible, finding sufficiency and readiness for all things in Christ, which ultimately enriches their lives beyond the mere accumulation of material wealth. Being educable is another critical aspect of meekness, which involves humility and a constant willingness to learn and adapt. The wise teachings from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 in the Amplified Bible remind us of the importance of nurturing this trait from a young age, ensuring that it shapes one's character throughout life. In a broader societal context, this emphasis on education and adaptability is crucial for both personal success and communal harmony, as it fosters environments where learning and growth are highly valued and where individuals are prepared to contribute positively to society. In conclusion, the call to meekness is a call to a revolutionary way of living that challenges conventional notions of power and success. It invites us to embrace a life marked by humility, service, and a deep-seated strength that transcends the superficial accolades of society. As we embody these virtues, we not only find personal fulfillment and happiness, but also make tangible contributions to realizing God's kingdom on earth. This alignment with divine will and purpose, as demonstrated by Jesus Christ, is the ultimate expression of inheriting the earth, embodying a legacy of love, peace, and righteousness for all who choose to follow this path. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.